G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
A biblical perspective on life, culture and current events. This is 2020 on Vision.
Well, there are growing concerns that our Australian government is undoing the goodwill between the Australian people and the people of Israel. Australia has long been considered one of the most pro-Israel countries in the world. But the Labor government's policies supporting the formation of a Palestinian state amidst the unresolved conflict between Israel and Hamas has Christian commentators on edge. Stan Goodenough is known as a Jerusalem watchman. He's been in Australia talking to audiences about the latest developments. Stan, a special welcome back to 2020.
Thank you, Neil. It's very good to be with you. Yes, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Stan, a letter has been circulated, signed by something like 30 organisations representing thousands around the country, and a letter that's to the Foreign Minister, Penny Wong, and of course the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese. What has the concern been by these organisations?
Neil, let me just clarify that I am not personally connected to the letter, although my visit to Australia ties in with its purpose to the best of my understanding. The reason that I'm here, and I've just completed 5 weeks of speaking engagements literally right around your country, is because the concern probably expressed more clearly in that letter is that Australia is about to move in a direction regarding Israel that from Israel's point of view would be considered the behavior of an enemy and not of a friend. And that has specifically to do with the intention announced by your foreign minister to recognize this Palestinian state. I imagine that many of your listeners will know this, but I'll clarify it anyway. What is the problem with recognizing a Palestinian state? In the words of the founders of the Palestinian National Movement, and in the words of the leadership of Hamas, or this year, as recently as this year, the Palestinian state's purpose is to be used as a springboard to annihilate what will be left of Israel once it's created. So while the concept is divvying up the land between two separate people who are both laying claim to it, the stark reality is that it's not two nations that want to live in peace side by side, but it is the creation of a springboard for a nation or for a people that is committed to the destruction of Israel, and that the Australian government would now assist in bringing about the creation of this state, threatening Israel with its very existence, which since October the 7th, the people of Israel know so well, that would be the outcome of this Palestinian state. This is something that is alarming to Australians who understand that your country has been one of Israel's staunchest friends and most open and supportive of Israel and of Jewish people who've come here and lived in your country. And now to see that you have a government that is in fact aligning with those who are committed to Israel's destruction, this is very alarming and has caused concern throughout Australia.
So the pivot here, the change, is moving away from one of being the best friend of Israel to lining up with another set of nations, almost like a global effort. And you say to dispossess Israel of its ancestral lands. And that's not an act of a friend. It's actually more aligned with the act of an enemy. Is that the way you're saying this?
I'm afraid I am, Neil. And what's really deeply distressing and concerning is that the purpose behind this Palestinian state and 30 years or more of Israel's efforts to reach out to the other side by relinquishing parts of the land in what would be preparation for the creation of such a state has only led to the point where now from one side or the other in the land of Israel and 99% of the Knesset, of the Israeli parliament, that's opposition and the government, they all say they will never accept the creation of a state because they know that the Palestinian state is an existential threat to Israel. But the Australian government must know this because they've been monitoring whether they've been in government or whether they've been in the opposition previously. This is nothing new. This isn't a sudden development. This has been the trend now for 30 years. The direction of the two-state solution has finally shown its true face as being a 21st century version to the Jewish people of the final solution. And that's how they see this, that the creation of Palestine threatens their existence, and that Australia, with full knowledge of that, of all the history and of all the hatred that exploded on October the 7th, that they would go along with giving these avowed enemies of Israel the land from which they hoped to dispossess the Jewish people. It's almost incomprehensible that this is happening, but it is happening, and Penny Wong has in fact put forward that motion.
And so, Stan, just forgive me for dwelling here, but when we think of our Australian government as having been a friend of Israel, and as you're describing things right now, our foreign minister, our prime minister, you're saying they couldn't have been taken by surprise by this move. This has to be something that they're surely not ignorant about, but the distress that must be causing to the Jewish community in Australia, that must be very significant.
Well, I have not extensively, but I have sat with members of the Australian Jewish community, including a rabbi, a number of Holocaust survivors, and a number of younger generation Australian Jews, all of whom thought that when Prime Minister Albanese stood up on International Holocaust Memorial Day in the past, and he vowed that never again would Australia permit an existential threat to the Jewish people, another Holocaust against the Jews, they believed that that actually was the reality in the world in 2024. And what they woke up to on October the 7th and then on October the 8th, when they saw Australian policemen standing to the side while mobs marched around the Opera House calling for the destruction of Israel and death to the Jews, and that obviously replicated in London and in New York and in many other cities around the world, the Jews themselves are in a state of deep shock because they believed it could never happen again, and they're seeing that, in fact, this world, including their friends in these governments in the Judeo-Christian West, as we used to call it, that they are actually all aligned, whether intentionally or not, but supportive of something that would ultimately lead to what the Jews fear most, that Israel would not be around in another 40 years, let alone another 75.
So, Stan, the thought of another Holocaust, some will say, well, of course, it could never happen again. That clearly isn't the view of Jewish people, and that's clearly not the view on the ground in Israel. But is it too far a stretch to suggest that another Holocaust is the likely outcome of the formation or the recognition of a Palestinian state?
So the Palestinian state, Neil, is part of a united effort to see Israel erased from the Middle East. Primarily, it's funded and supported by Iran, which is in near acquisition of nuclear warheads. At least two of the missiles that they fired, there were 330 missiles fired on Israel 2 weeks ago today, or yesterday, at least two of those missiles are capable of carrying nuclear warheads. They did not, but they're capable of carrying such warheads. And the leadership in Tehran is, according to analysts, is very, very close to, in fact, acquiring such warheads. And they make no secret of the intention to annihilate Israel and to rid the Middle East of what they call this Jewish cancer, the state of Israel, in the same way that Adolf Hitler made no secret of his desire and purpose to annihilate the Jews of Europe. And what we should have learned from history is that when people say they want to destroy the Jewish people, is that we should take it intensely seriously. This is not something that Israel can even afford to consider being possible to happen. And yet the reality is that the international community right now, from the mobs on the streets and in the universities, including today and next week in the University of Brisbane, according to what I read this very morning, that those crowds Arabs who are supporting the idea of Palestine free from the river to the sea, which means the genocidal removal of Israel, they are, whether or not the governments of these countries are aware of it, they are actually working in the same vein by supporting the creation of that very state whose purpose is to have Palestine from the river to the sea. From the mouths of Hamad Mashaal, the Hamas leader himself, on January the 23rd, he said, "We kill Jews and we'll get our state. It always works for us. Violence always works for us." And now the Jewish people in Israel, they see this and they're looking for friends. And no one is standing on their side against this existential threat.
So the need for nations to stand by the side of Israel rather than the aligning firmly against Israel, aligning with a global effort, even to, as you say, to dispossess Israel of its ancestral lands. This is following on the back of some earlier movements from our government too, stripping Israel of any right to a capital in Jerusalem. That was a decision from, I think that was just last year, wasn't it? So this is another effort on the back of some of these obviously government policies that we have now as a nation, as Australia.
I'm afraid that this has been what has been so sad to witness in the 10 years since I came here in 2014, when you had a government that was supportive of Israel's right to its heartland, that stood against the international consensus on Jewish communities living in Judea and Samaria, and that was an avowed friend of Israel in practice, in word, and in deed. And that, of course, was the government of Tony Abbott. But all three successive governments have moved the country increasingly into line with the Palestinian aspirations and against Israel's security needs. And this, of course, is where we are today. And it is extremely worrying.
And just to talk about the friendship of Australia and Israel historically, and this goes right back, doesn't it, to World War One and the liberation of Beersheba by the Australian Light Horse. And you even suggest that Australia could be the reason why there is an Israel today. So the friendship has all of these historic roots, and that's now likely to be unraveling.
Yes, in fact, it's not my words. It was the words of the mayor of Beersheba who addressed your ambassador on October the 31st in 2014 in my hearing, in which he said, "Were it not for Australia and the Light Horse, there would be no Israel." Now, of course, I'm very aware that it was the Anzac, and the Anzac were part of the British Empire forces. I know that it's not just Australians that fought and fell, but the Light Horse charge captured the imagination of Israelis until today, and the reenactment of the centennial in 2017 was a huge event in the country. So it's Israel's perception that Australia has been a good friend, not only World War One, but also World War Two, when the Nazis were trying to get to the land of Israel, putting the Jews in that area in grave danger. And you had your rats of Tobruk, and you had the Montgomery and El Alamein who held back those at the Africa Corps and prevented them from getting there. And then, since World War II, Australia has had its doors wide open to Holocaust survivors, and many came and settled here and really believed that here they would be safe, that here they could thrive and raise their families and prosper as Jews. And now all of these things are coming into question.
Well, what we're seeing is perhaps a deliberate move to dispossess Israel of its ancestral lands by Australia aligning firmly with a global effort to move towards a Palestinian state. And for listeners, there might be some real concern there. Stan Goodenough is an independent journalist. He's known as a Jerusalem Watchman. You can connect with him at jerusalemwatchman.org. JerusalemWatchman.org. Stan, thank you so much for updating us today on 2020.
Thank you, Neil.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.